Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
She Didn't Even Start Recording. Don't even worry about it.
I'm Laura.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Rob Zombie.
Wow.
Dig through the ditches and burn through the witches. And slam in the back of my Dracula.
And apparently on this episode of Two Drunk Mills.
Do it, baby.
We have a Rob Zombie with us. I don't know what generation he is to add that in.
Resurrect.
Would
he be Gen X or Boomer?
Rob Zombie is not a Boomer.
So he'd be a Gen X?
Yeah, I think so.
I just want to say, like, okay, Boomer.
You won't get to today.
Oh, man.
Not today, Satan. Today.
Dig through the day.
Okay.
Well, they were all just sitting on their phones. They were like, we're going to do another one. And then both of them were just mindlessly scrolling while Sabrina was watching Loungefly videos.
I was watching Loungefly
videos. So I started singing Rob Zombie songs, hoping to get their attention. And they didn't give me attention.
No, we actually ignored you more after that.
I know.
We did. We definitely did.
So then I looked at Sabrina and I said, finish it. And she said, am I supposed to repeat that? And I said, no, you finished the line.
You didn't even say finish it, in all fairness.
I don't even know what I said. I forgot.
Exactly.
I think you were like, it's your turn, Sabrina.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, and she didn't finish it because she doesn't know Rob Zombie.
Well, because I still didn't know what I was supposed to do.
I played Dracula for her once. You know, everyone knows that song, right?
I'm still not even sure what it is.
Everyone knows that song. And Sabrina was like, what is this?
Yeah. Is it about a car?
I don't know. I think so. Because the Dracula is Grandpa Munster's car.
It is.
Yeah.
And then her kids were like, your music is all scream, 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 scream. And I was like, no, it's not. Rob Zombie doesn't scream. I did play Pierce the Veil, though. In my defense, Jenna's little brother wanted King for a Day or something.
I don't know what that means.
My mom likes King for a Day.
I do like the song King for a Day. It is a very good song by Pierce the Veil.
I'll play it for you.
You probably already have.
You have. We were in your car when we played it.
What did Sabrina's mom call your music?
Freaky music.
Is this freaky music?
That sounds about right.
I don't even listen to freaky music.
According to Roberta, you do.
Well,
was it country music?
No.
Let's see. What is her other...
Was it Outlander?
Yes. Rob Zombie was featured in Outlander.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, while we were at the theater, we were waiting for you to get here. So we were sitting in the car, and Pierce the Veil came on. I think it was either King for a Day or Past the Nirvana. She was just like...
Yeah, she doesn't know how to... But now, maybe if I play country music now... I won't have to talk about Outlander. Is that what you're saying?
We're not playing country music.
Unless I don't know Dolly. If that would work.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe if you played Chris Young. But then she would be talking about Chris Young.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know either. I just know Chris Young.
Okay.
I'm going to make her what's his face calendar? Jamie.
A Jamie calendar.
Doesn't she have one?
No.
No. I don't know. Maybe she has. I don't know what the hell she has.
She has a bunch of magnets.
She does.
And yes. A blanket.
Yeah. She's got multiple blankets.
Yes.
But not a calendar. Because I told her I was going to make her a Jamie calendar. And she said, oh, yes. But make sure it's just Jamie.
That's accurate.
You are right next to me.
Yeah.
We brought her a firefighter calendar.
Yes. From Gary.
Nice.
Yeah.
They were holding puppies. The puppies were super cute. I was looking at the puppies, and she was looking at the shirtless men.
Yes.
That sounds about right.
I was like, oh, is there a German Shepherd in there? And Sabrina was like, I think this is a German Shepherd. I was like, no, that's a Rottweiler. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. There was no German Shepherds.
Was there a Dalmatian?
No.
Then what type of firefighter with dog's calendar is that?
I think they were rescues.
They were. They were so cute. Yeah.
But there should have been a Dalmatian.
Listen, back when 101 Dalmatians came out, like the live action, that is when you saw so many Dalmatians in rescues.
Yes, I believe that.
People could not handle the, because they are very excitable.
Yes.
They're hyperactive. Yes.
We found little Dalmatians.
High strung.
We found little Dalmatians, and I almost convinced Mom to get one. And then Dad said no.
Yeah.
But
they're a lot.
It's the hyper puppies for me.
Zero's hyper.
And she's also 3.5 pounds. Yeah. So her hyperness does not matter.
She thinks she's at least 50 pounds, though. Because I'll open the back door.
Right. But when she comes running at you,
she doesn't knock you down.
She does not knock you down.
I don't care. Big dogs always jump on me and knock you down. And then the people are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I don't care. It's so cute. Like, my friend has a pit bull, and he's so adorable.
I love pits.
He's so excited. He's like, and
what's he like?
Okay. And like, he jumps and he gets excited, and they're always like, I'm so sorry, Thor, no. And I'm like, Thor, yes, come here.
No, I want.
And then we went to a pound, and there was a little puppy. And
pound puppies.
They
pound
walk puppies up to you, and I'm like, don't walk up to me. I'm going to take all of you home. There was this cute little bulldog, and it was so scrunchy and drooly, and I loved it.
And I sat there in front of the crate, and I howled with a husky.
Yeah.
And it made my whole life. And I was like, I just want to sit on my couch and howl with my husky.
And then I almost cried because I saw the longest residence signs, and I was like, no, we got to get them. There's like two longest residence signs. If I was in there alone and had money, I would have walked out of there with all of them.
She would have.
Which is a problem.
We did find a German Shepherd, but he did not get along with other dogs.
No.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I have
to. We were so close. His name was Tokyo. And Mom debated. And then we read the little description. It was like, he doesn't really get along with other dogs.
Yeah, he'd eat your dog.
Yeah, he would probably eat my dog.
Well, that's why.
He would not have to worry about getting along with other
dogs. Well, that's why I said if we're getting a big dog, we should get it as a puppy. So it gets used to Zero while they're both like somewhat the same size.
Yeah.
Well, no. Because
it'd probably be the size of like my uncle's dog. And she's used to that. Oh, actually, our neighbor has a big dog. And he's so cute. Whenever we're walking Zero and him at the same time, he's always like, oh, he loves little dogs. And he's over here by Zero. He's wagging his tail. And Zero's like, oh my God, that's such a big dog. But she's also wagging her tail. It's so cute. Yeah.
If I were to get another dog, it'd be a golden doodle.
Yeah.
I want a Newfoundland.
Oh, Newfoundlands and their little face.
They're like little miniature bears. That's what they look like, and they're so adorable. But they shed like a beast, so there would be tumble shed going through my house.
You know what's crazy? It'd probably sleep with me like Zero does, and my bed would be full of hair, and I wouldn't even care.
Because that 165-pound dog, a 3.5-pound dog, and my 105-pound kid would definitely fit in your bed.
Yes. Yes. The big dogs think they're small, and small dogs think they're big.
I think the reason why I like the Newfoundland is because they have like no energy like me. So it's not like getting a husky where you have to like walk them and keep them entertained. It's they're me as a dog. They're like, yeah, I'm going to lay right here.
You know what's really funny? Because Zero is like almost exactly like me because she's little but has long legs. Like, I don't know if you've seen Zero with a haircut, but her legs are strangely long.
She's all legs.
She's all legs.
Are you saying about yourself that you have strangely long legs?
Yes, I do. My legs are almost as long as her 6'3 friend.
Yeah.
Onai and Jocelyn's legs are almost the same length. Like, I think Onai, maybe her legs are like an inch and a half longer.
Onai also has a very long torso.
She does.
Yeah.
I do not. I have a very short torso.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else about dogs. Oh my God, I love dogs so much. I love any animal. I don't care if it's venomous. Just, I want to hug it.
I know you can kill me, but hug me.
Exactly. And that's why I die in Australia.
I also just picture Jocelyn going through and like being like, hugging psychopaths. Like, I know you can kill me, but hug me.
Psychopaths? No. I mean, you know what's sharks are so cute because they have those little smiles on their faces and those two they're
always happy to see you.
Always.
Well, and like they're the puppy dog of the sea.
Are they?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes. Dolphins are meaner than sharks.
No, are they
though? Yes. Dolphins are pretty. Dolphins are assholes, man.
But can you go and swim with sharks?
You can. Yes.
Not since Disney got rid of theirs.
Since Typhoon Lagoon closed it. But
the thing about sharks is they're very curious animals, and much like snakes and lizards, they... why'd you hide your chai?
I was wiping the...
Oh, I thought she was slowly breaking it down so I couldn't see it.
She's like, you can't see my tea.
She can't see it, so it's not there. Anyways, much like lizards and snakes, they depict what you are with their mouth. And if you are wearing a bright colored bathing suit and splashing around in the ocean, they're going to be like, hey, what the hell is this? Which is why there's shark attacks, because they're trying to figure out what you are. No one's actually gotten eaten by a shark. They just get bitten by a shark. A lot of divers actually pet sharks. They're so silly.
So at like the private island for Royal Caribbean?
Yeah.
They have no sharks that swim around. So you're technically swimming with sharks.
Yeah.
When you go to Coca-Cola.
People are still like, sharks, as if you're not in their home. Be so for real. If someone just broke into my house and started splashing around, I might bite them too.
But I think honestly, like the nurse sharks don't scare me as much. Like I'm still scared of them because I don't want to be bit regardless.
They're so silly and cute. But
it's not like I'm swimming next to a great white. Like I don't think I would go in the water with a great white shark.
You know what else is silly and cute? Little jumping spiders. They're so silly and cute.
Sabrina's face.
They are. Priceless. They're the size of a penny. And they have eyelashes. They're so cute. I want a pet jumping spider. Actually, I want a pet tarantula. But you know what else I really like?
Sabrina's like, I'm never coming to this house again.
Jellyfish are so silly. They just bob around in the ocean. I'm like, okay, girl, me too.
I want a bear. Like, what is wrong with you?
I would like a rabid raccoon.
There's a girl, they're
so cute in their little trash panda bit.
They are cute.
Filming at the mouth.
So cute. So
raccoons are cute.
And they just kind of sporadically bite things and then kill over and die. It's amazing.
They look like they're about to rob a bank.
But they just had a glass of milk.
Yes, they're fine.
That's great.
Have you seen the video of, I think it was like a raccoon or something, and it was eating the cotton candy and it went to go wash it off in the water and then the cotton candy dissolved? Have you seen that?
No, that is really cute.
No, it's sad, Sabrina.
It's sad, Sabrina.
I bet he was so confused.
My pet rabid raccoon.
Not all raccoons are rabid.
But she wants a rabid one.
I want a rabid one.
Not you. Her.
I said I want a rabid raccoon.
It's okay. She has her rabies shots.
I have actually been vaccinated against rabies because I was bit by a feral cat when I was younger.
Oh.
And apparently they give you a tetanus and rabies shot.
Oh.
Go figure.
Anyways.
Yeah.
We were at SeaWorld and the baby alligators, they're so silly.
I can't with you, John.
That's the noise they make.
She's like, what on the scale?
Oh, those little rattlesnakes are so cute. And they say hi with their tails. What do they do? What was that?
I can't do it now.
Obviously, I know what animals I can hug and can't.
Do you though?
On a scale of one to dangerous, how dangerous are you? Oh, you're dangerous? I want to
hug you.
They can't help it. They don't choose to be dangerous.
But you can choose not to get in its way.
I don't get in their way. I just think about hugging.
I'm hugging you with my mind.
I am.
Florida teenager killed.
No, I'm
while hugging a rattlesnake.
I just see it now. Justin, why was there a note on your door that says alligators welcome?
Because they are
How
hungry.
Did your teen get bit by an alligator? Well, she put up a sign. They can't read.
Well, apparently they can.
Well, they're surprise. Hungry and cold, okay?
DeSantis hasn't figured out they can't read.
No.
He's still sending them to school.
They'd be banned too if he knew.
Why do you think it's called Florida Gators?
I wouldn't go near a dangerous animal. I'm smarter than that. But, like, some of them are really
obviously
cute.
Obviously, they can read, Laura. There's an entire college dedicated to them.
They have a football team.
They always win because nobody will play against them.
I just picture all these little alligators
with the football helmets.
Out on a field.
But some animals,
like, one of them stands up on its hind legs to throw a football. It's got short little arms. This one doesn't go real far. But it doesn't matter because there's no other team there.
Some animals that are dangerous are super cute.
Like kangaroos.
Oh my god. Koalas.
They go in water and try and get people in water so they can drown them.
Yeah. Kangaroos are and koalas are evil.
Oh my god.
Zebras.
Kangaroos are so silly.
Or as they say in parts of South Africa, zebras.
Zebras?
Zebra. It's a zebra.
Ostriches.
Ostriches mean
penis. They're so freaking stupid.
You know,
but they're mean.
They're stupid.
You know, I love...
They're so stupid. They don't even know they're being mean. They could be mean and then completely forget 30 seconds later. Because their eyes are legit bigger than their brains.
Yeah.
That's the actual fact.
I was just saying they're dangerous because they can kill you with a kick.
They can kill you with
zebras?
A kick. No, ostriches.
Oh, ostriches are just...
But yeah, kangaroos, as cute as they are with their little pockets...
They're mean.
They are so mean.
Silly. See, and this is why men haven't given women pockets for years.
They're like, they'll put their babies in it and kill us. And like, that's it.
You know,
things that have pockets are dangerous. You know, don't give women pockets.
You know, some birds are
then they'll rule the world.
Some birds are so silly. And I like to just stop and look at birds. And my mom's running away.
I hate birds.
Like pigeons.
I love the sandhill crane.
Pigeons are so fluffy and silly.
They're so cute and tall.
Okay, birds are the devil. Okay?
They're not.
I just want you to know.
They're not.
Although,
if I could fit a sandhill crane in my house, I...
Well, I don't know how Bessie the cow would feel about that, so you probably shouldn't.
You have a cow!
At the front door. The sandhill crane comes to my back door. She'll never know.
Actually, I've seen people hug cows, and now I really want to hug a cow.
So my sister had a girl in her class that used to ride cows because I didn't have horses.
So you rode her cows?
Yes.
I don't want to ride the cow. I want to hug the cow.
Well, you can. I've fed cows.
I've milked a cow.
I've also milked a cow. But I want to hug a cow.
I was just saying something, but it was very nice.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I'm not saying
If you didn't want to say it, you shouldn't have said anything in the first place.
She's got a point.
That's true. But I'm still not saying it because one day my mother might listen.
No, she won't. Unless we do an episode about Outlander, that woman's not listening.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Animals are just so silly.
Speaking of animals.
No, not speaking of trivia, animals. I'm not done.
Our trivia.
Oh, okay. I'm done.
Our trivia. We've got four trivia categories. One of them is wild and wacky animals. We've got worldly travel, social media, and gamer life.
All right. Let's get right into our trivia. Jocelyn, roll the die.
Oh, shoot.
Jocelyn, pick a number 1 to 4.
By the dice, Joss. I'm sorry. I didn't think my flick was that powerful.
Oh, your flick is powerful. Right?
You made me knock down my father's Funko Pops and wake up my...
I'm so sorry, Zero.
Thank you. She's very upset.
No, she looks it.
Yes.
She's very sleepy. She has bedhead.
She's very confused.
She woke up this morning with bedhead. It was so silly. 3.
Social media.
Social media users.
Say it like that?
I don't know. Social media users age 55 to 64 are how much more likely to fall for ads than younger users are?
100%.
100%.
Are they half as likely, equally as likely, twice as likely, or 4 times as likely?
Twice.
4 times as likely.
The correct answer is twice as likely.
I'm still going with 4 times as likely. Yes.
You know, old people love Culver's.
I do now.
Is that only because it is literally right by the 55 and up trailer park that is like the largest community in this area?
I don't know, but whenever I go into Culver's, there's always a lot of old people and like they always stare at me and I don't know why.
It's because they're not wearing their glasses and they're trying to figure out if you're one of them or not.
One of us.
It's just like, they always just like stare at me as I'm walking. Like they're judging me and I'm not doing nothing.
Maybe it's because most of your outfits have pockets.
Yeah, that's true.
I got a skirt from Amazon and it had pockets. I was so excited. Anyways, there's always old people at the Culver's we go to.
Yeah.
And they're always sitting there eating a burger and then getting their ice cream.
Turns out old people just really like ice cream.
And burgers.
And burgers. Why do old people like burgers so much?
Because it reminds them of the 1950s. Okay. This is Worldly Travel. How many countries in the world officially begin with the word the? Is it 0, 2, 4, or 8?
0.
I'm going 2.
It's 2.
That's what I meant.
I know the Netherlands, and I don't know the other one.
I couldn't think of anything.
I don't know.
I knew there was one.
Yeah.
But I was like, what would the second one? Maybe the Bahamas?
Oh, maybe.
But is it the Bahamas or is it...
Ooh. Go to Bahamas. No, I think it might just be Bahamas.
But or do you call it the Bahamas?
I call it the Bahamas.
The Facebook.
The Facebook. The Instagram.
I accidentally elbowed my dog in the head and now I feel bad.
Let's see.
The Bahamas.
Is it the Bahamas?
Mm-hmm. This one has 4, though. The Bahamas, the Gambia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, the United States, and the Netherlands.
Now, it's interesting because this one says... The Gambia and the Bahamas.
Oh, so not even the Netherlands. No. Yeah, this one says, yeah, the Bahamas and the Gambia. So, well, you know what? Thanks to the Netherlands, I got that answer right regardless.
That's right. Yeah, so officially.
The Bahamas.
The Gambia and the Bahamas. I don't even know what the Gambia is.
I don't either.
Sounds like the...
Mm-hmm.
Can I run it?
Maybe. It's by Congo in Africa. The Gambia.
Thank goodness you said that because all of a sudden, like, I just had... glorious stuff on in my head and I was just like
I didn't say conga. I said
I'm glad
Congo.
It wasn't only me because yeah, I just went come like, check your body baby do that conga. No, yeah, you can't control.
And so I was trying to get through that song so then I can move on to the Congo, but it did not happen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
If you flicked it at me, I'd completely understand.
No, I'm not gonna do that. What?
Wild and wacky animals.
Kangaroos. Anything venomous Jocelyn likes.
Sharks.
Sharks aren't this. But I do, one of my favorite sea creatures are lionfish, so.
Of course it would be.
They're so pretty. I want a pet lionfish. I want a dwarf fuzzy lionfish.
Oh my god. Jocelyn's home of the exotic and dangerous.
Wild and wacky.
I know. Have you seen how vicious my
dog is?
All right,
what's our question?
Oh, okay.
It's true.
About how many glasses of milk could a cow produce in its lifetime?
Didn't we just talk about milking cows?
We did.
I want to hug a cow.
Yes, we know.
Yes.
How many? What are my options?
200, 2,000, 20,000, 200,000.
I'm going 200,000.
20,000.
200,000.
Damn it. I was like, that's a lot.
It is a lot, but they said in its lifetime. I don't know how long cows live.
I don't know.
Cows have two.
I do too. I have a dessert stomach. Sometimes my dinner stomach is full and my dessert stomach is empty.
That makes sense.
Have you seen a giraffe give birth?
Yes, yes. We all did with April the giraffe.
If I gave birth like a giraffe?
Your kid would just fall to the ground.
I know. It'd be kind of funny.
That's right. Did you know that white-bearded wildebeest within 15 minutes of giving birth, the baby is up and running?
Me as a baby because I walk so fast.
Did you know, speaking of animals giving birth?
Uh-huh.
Parents? Have you seen a seahorse give birth?
Yeah, it's something else.
They're like... they are. They're like...
When...
For those listening at home, she's making no other movements, just the sound.
No, I am. I'm pointing my fingers.
When, you know, animals do what they do in the wild.
Yeah.
And the parents and kids see it on the safari ride.
Yeah.
And then the parents want compensation for it. But that's like nature.
Yeah.
It's like
that's like nature.
When we took Jocelyn's third grade class to SeaWorld and the dolphins were having sex.
Yeah.
Right in front of the window in the lower level observation.
Oh, they were doing that on purpose.
They were. They were like, watch us. Watch us.
Because they're dolphins.
They are. They're the only animal besides that, humans that have sex for fun.
Yeah. So they were having sex in front of all the little children.
Yeah.
And I was
voyeuristic.
Like, I was like, well, there you go, guys. And that's how a baby dolphin's made.
That's right.
Yep.
In however months it takes.
But I never once asked for money back because my kids saw dolphins having sex.
It's not the
Well, they got an additional show.
Yeah.
It was not listed on the program.
It was not.
It's not the zookeeper's fault, though.
Also, chances are, if it was any of the Tommies, they're not males and females doing it. Because the males hump each other to show domination.
Nice.
So if it's Tommy's doing it, it's probably two males.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals.
Rolling with my homies. Gamer life.
Gamer life.
Back to life. Back
what to video reality. Game once had scratch and sniff game discs? Was it Gran Turismo 2, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Donkey Kong 64, or Super Smash Brothers?
Donkey.
Yeah, we'll go with Donkey Kong.
You are incorrect. It was Gran Turismo 2.
I don't even know what Gran Turismo is.
It was like a racing car. I don't know why it would need scratch and sniff unless you wanted to smell motor oil.
Burned rubber.
All right. It's all right. Roll. Rolling. Hey.
Three.
Social media.
Stop saying words like that.
What's wrong with that?
They do this every episode.
Media site was founded by University of Virginia roommates in 2005? Was it Reddit, Tumblr, Pinterest, or Twitch?
Reddit.
I'm gonna go Reddit.
It was Reddit.
Can y'all stop stealing my answers?
I didn't steal your answer. Mm-hmm. Then wait for me to answer.
No, because then y'all are gonna say I'm stealing your answer.
So wait a minute.
What if we started writing it down on a podcast? Makes sense. Three.
Stupid social media.
Oh, what do you call people that intentionally leave offensive messages on the internet?
Trolls.
What are our options?
Yeah, what were the options?
Rogues, ghouls, goblins, trolls.
Yeah. What was the first one?
Rogue.
I'm going to start calling them rogues.
I'm going to call them ghouls.
You ghoul.
Yeah, ghoul.
Yay, we made it through all of our questions.
We did.
We're going to go hug a cow now.
No, we're not. I mean, there are plenty of cows in this area, but...
Don't talk about me like that.
Wow, Jocelyn, you called Sabrina a cow?
Then why are you hugging me?
I'm not. We're sitting across from each other.
Prove it. Go ahead. Prove it online.
I did. I did.
Right now, prove it.
Right now. I'm not hugging Sabrina. My mom got detention one time in elementary school because she called someone a sea cow.
Did she call him a manatee?
Well, no, a sea cow. But yes, the correct word would have been manatee. But anyway... So if you want to know how wild my mom was as a kid.
You sea cow.
That was it. And how crazy the 60s were for giving people detention. Like, how dare you call them a sea cow? Detention.
Why are you just staring at me with a smile? That was scary. She was going.
I'm just waiting.
Waiting for what?
You to say something.
No, y'all always talk over me. Now you guys are quiet.
Look at when I started talking to you. What did she do?
She went to talk over you.
Yep.
Wow.
Every single time.
Every time.
My dad backs me up.
There it is again.
Yeah.
He says, yes, they do talk over you. I go, I know they do.
Ask him how many times you talk over us.
I don't talk over you guys that much.
Play the replay, Laura.
All the replays.
Do I talk over you guys a lot?
I don't know.
No, I don't. I have no idea, really.
The answer is no. Y'all start talking over me, then I just try to finish, so I start talking over y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen and play the replays.
Yep.
I'm going to come in next time and be like, bam.
That's where you talked over us.
Yep.
Okay, now you play all the replays of y'all talking over me.
No.
I don't have that much time.
We
don't.
Exactly.
Anyways, guys, thanks for joining us again for our roller coaster of conversation. And until next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Rob Zombie.
Bye.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more Audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook, and make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist-owned and loved.